Now, we would like to invite on the stage with a deep respect for the opening remarks of today's important event, please welcome the President of the Republic of Slovenia, Her Excellency Dr. Nataša Pirc Musar. Welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Is it a good morning? For me, it is, because I slept well. That's the most important part. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, dear Deputy Prime Minister, it is a great privilege to stand before you today at the first Slovenian-Mongolian Business Forum in Ulaanbaatar. A year and a half after a similar business forum was held in Ljubljana, Slovenia, I am also honored to be the first President of the Republic of Slovenia to visit Mongolia. Slovenia lies at the gateway to both Central and Eastern Europe and the Western Balkans, at the crossroads of the Alps, the Pannonian Plain, and the Mediterranean, and is thus perfectly suited for trade, cooperation, and exchange. A member of the European Union for 20 years, we are eager to expand our networks, explore new business opportunities, and find new partners, and above all, new friends. Today, we gather not merely to discuss commerce, but to forge a future that bridges continents, cultures, and economies. My visit here is a commitment to work with Mongolia to strengthen our political, business, and also EU-Mongolian ties for cooperation. My husband recently jokingly remarked that in the 13th century, we were already neighbors and somehow got to know each other. But history brought great turbulence, times have passed, armies have come and gone, regimes have changed, and new countries were born. Slovenia was one of them. And we were happy to have celebrated the 30th anniversary of establishing diplomatic relations with Mongolia. It gives me great pleasure to note that I am here in the presence of excellent Slovenian companies, all of them already active at the global level, and some of them operate successfully already in Mongolia as well. I am accompanied also by the Executive Director for Strategic Development and Internationalization of the Slovenian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and a representative of the Slovenian Public Agency for the Promotion of Investments, Entrepreneurship, and Internationalization. I would like to thank the organizers from the Slovenian and Mongolian sides, our hosts, Ambassador Mr. Alenka Suhadolnik and her staff, and participants who have made this forum possible. Slovenia does not have a residential diplomatic representation in Mongolia, and I would like to thank our honorary consul in Ulaanbaatar, Dr. Bolorma Badbayar, for her fine work and assistance. I hope I did pronounce her name correctly. I do apologize, because Mongolian is really very hard to speak. Although economic cooperation is modest, we are pleased to see positive growth in trade with Mongolia, which is mainly based on exports of pharmaceuticals from Slovenia. We believe that there is a potential to deepen economic cooperation in the fields of food production and smart agriculture, sustainable tourism, the pharmaceutical industry and supplements, IT and digitalization. Slovenia is open to extending the economic cooperation between the two countries. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor of presenting companies that have recognized Mongolia as a business opportunity to enhance their work portfolios and expand their international cooperation. We are pleased to note that some of the companies here with us already have their own office or have already entered the Mongolian market with their products. Let me briefly present the Slovenian business delegation. Krka is one of the world's leading generic pharmaceutical companies and one of the top Slovenian exporters. It is a complex group with an enviable number of representative offices around the world, operating in over 70 countries. Krka also has a representative office in Ulaanbaatar. As a proponent of World Bee Day, Slovenia remains highly committed to promoting international cooperation to protect bees and other pollinators and to raising awareness of their importance for sustainable development, international stability, and peace at the end. We have a beautiful slogan for this, Bees for Peace. Bees and other pollinators are fundamental for ecosystem health and, of course, food security. With us is the CEO of Medex, a family company that produces efficient and innovative food supplements based on bee products and enhance the traditional use of bee products with clinically supported innovations for more than 70 years. Also with us is the company Duol, which has 30 years of experience and is present basically all over the globe. It provides air-supported structures intended for sports and agricultural use. We, of course, also see the potential in tourism. Mongolia was named the tourist destination of 2024 by Lonely Planet and Slovenia. I'm sure that signing the Memorandum of Understanding on Tourism Cooperation will create mutual benefits and deepen cooperation in this field. I'm happy that a representative of the high-end travel company Adventure Travel is also present here today. Slovenia has been funding and organizing trainings for Mongolian women on sustainable forestry management for a couple of years now. We are happy to transfer our knowledge and to contribute to fighting climate change and deforestation. As we see the potential for cooperation in the field of forestry, the company Typhoon Planina, which is involved in the forestry machinery sector, is also present here today. Equally, we have representatives of companies from the fields of energy, consultancy, and platforms dedicated to solving global, social, and environmental challenges. Of course, they are present here as well. We live in a rapidly changing international environment. The topical issue today is how to ensure climate, energy, and food security for everyone, everywhere. In this context, we would like to present Slovenia to foreign partners as a modern, green, innovative, and creative country that is open, trustworthy, economically successful, and has a well-educated workforce. Slovenia has a strong commitment to sustainable development and is one of the world's most sustainable countries. With its only 2 million inhabitants, I have to make a correction, it's 2.1 million inhabitants. 100,000 for Slovenia means a lot. It stands as a country marked by notable economic, cultural, and also sporting achievements. At the Olympics, I realized Slovenia and Mongolia both excelled in women's judo competition. One of the key elements is to ensure a predictable and secure business environment that would encourage deeper cooperation. I'm confident that companies on both sides will recognize the opportunities offered. Maybe just some statistical data which I always have in my head. 20 years ago, when Slovenia entered the European Union, Slovenia was the richest of the ex-Yugoslavian republics. We contributed to the national budget of Yugoslavia 25%, with the population of 8% of the whole Yugoslavian population. 20 years after, we celebrated the entrance to the European Union on the 1st of May this year, the 20th anniversary. Our GDP is now much higher than it was. 20 years ago, it was 17,000 euros per capita. Today, it is 33,000 euros per capita. We are still progressing. The higher you are, the most difficult it goes. The added value per worker in our companies is currently 53,000 euros. The goal of Slovenia is to reach 60,000 in the next couple of years. Of course, we would like to reach even more. But let me tell you something at the end. The economic growth is not everything. We have to be more and more cautious about sustainability and, above all, this is the term that I use, a climate justice and democracy justice. I often say, despite the fact that I am not poor, that rich people are going to have to pay more taxes, especially the extra rich people. Because if we want to have a sustainable development, we will have to take care of the poorest among us. Slovenia can be quite happy about that, because the middle class in my country is still very rich and strong. We are number 4 in the world regarding the middle class. In the countries where the gap between the poor and rich is big, and it's getting bigger and bigger, there you have more and more problems. So it's on us to believe and to work what the future should be, and every single person on this planet can put a tiny little stone into the mosaic for the better future. Business can do a lot. I often say that without good business and without good economy, there is no good social state. And every single country should be aware of that. This is why the economic growth is important, but not the most important one. So let me conclude by thanking you for attending this business forum. And I wish you all successful networking and, of course, many business achievements in the future. Enjoy Mongolia, enjoy Ulaanbaatar, and enjoy Slovenia when you come to visit my country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mrs. President, for the very touchful and remarkable speech.